Now we, there we go.
We're on the record now. Good morning, everyone. Today is July 19th, day after my birthday, 10 o'clock. Welcome to the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. I'm Oliver Mugika.
C.C.I.C. Land Development.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Hernando Matanco, Public Works Traffic Engineer.
Traffic Engineer.
Robert Spoh, Public Works Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Adam Oakes, Water Department Environmental Control.
Chantel Power, Planning Division.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary.
Carl Wallace, Summit Town Fire.
Mike Spoh, Building Safety.
Thank you. Chantel, would you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Item number one is General Plan Amendment 14-09, Development Code Amendment, Zoning Map Amendment 14-18, and Development Permit Type D 16-25. A request to change the general plan land use designation and zoning district, which is currently zoned for residential medium high to industrial light for the purpose of constructing a warehouse approximately 420,000 square feet on a site containing approximately 20.30 acres. Located east of Sterling Avenue on the north side of 6th Street, with obviously within the residential medium high zone. Today we're just getting conditions together, and the recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission of September.
And we're still going to allow traffic to complete their review of the traffic study.
Right, that will allow them enough time to finish their review.
Okay. Anything else to add, Chantel?
That's it for the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. CJ, you want to start us off, please? Land Development?
Sure. So we receive a... So we received the prelim, the WQMP was conceptually approved with just minor comment that they could make correction to the final WQMP. SWIP will be required for these projects, and just a standard condition mostly, but I do want to point out that this project is actually in AD 1053 right now, so you'll be subject to the requirement from real property to either dissolve this assessment district or to amend the assessment district to fit the project site.
Could I ask what the district is for? What
I believe it's for the landscape when they actually had a project previously.
Oh, so it's an old LMD left over from the...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, because I remember years ago, I think there was a small lot subdivision that was abandoned,
was
and so they did form that.
Yeah,
okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
And we actually have some question regarding McKinley and Cypress as far as the cul-de-sac and also the dead end street on 7 and Wine Street. Not sure if that.
You have old plans. The new plan is on the board.
Oh, that's a new plan over there? I didn't receive one.
Yeah, so. They're not doing the cul-de-sac.
No,
they're doing
it.
They're doing an
uphill
here, and the building is for that.
Rancho Robert as well.
The new plan was in the T drive.
And we can provide land development with a PDF if necessary of the redesign. We were requested to make a few modifications through some of our interchange with staff. Anything that you don't have or that you have questions with, I can send that. If you want me to send it through Chantel, I can do that. And then
I've got digital copies. Hard copies would
be hard copy. Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, we condition it for a knuckle anyway, but the right of way will need to be talked about with public work because it's everything is surrounded by Highland Zone.
Yep.
That's no further comment.
Thank you. Gary, anything to add?
The only thing is that looks like that current configuration, and you can talk to Public Works, but it sounds like you need a little bit of off-site right of way to complete that knuckle. Through a residential property that's in Highland?
Potentially. We didn't get into the finished design, but we have met with the City of Highland, we've met with the Planning Department, we met with Ernie Wong over there, so we'll
There's a couple issues with hydrants and the conditions.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
No comments right now until we finish the traffic review.
Oh, you didn't finish yet?
And, you know, LSA's office prepared the IS and the, most of the technical studies, not all the technical studies, I believe. So obviously, you can direct them back through Lynn's office or Kent. Yeah. Do you have any expectation on how long you think it's going to take you to wrap up your review, you know?
Probably the next couple of weeks.
Next couple of weeks, okay. All right, thank you.
Robert?
A few. Thank you for putting the knuckle in. I don't want to have that cul-de-sac either. We're looking at, and you said you talked to City Highland for that knuckle or the cul-de-sac. We're thinking that, I don't know how that would work, but the dedication would not be to the city of San Bernardino, but to the city of Highland. I do not know how that really works when it starts coming into the boundary lines between the two. So I'm not sure by doing dedication, does that mean the boundary line then goes to the city of Highland? Or are we still the underlying boundary between the city and San Bernardino? That was a question for real property. We kind of talked about it last night, but we really didn't get any further than talking on it.
Okay.
But yes, we'd like to, at the property line, going on to the private property, yes, it'd still be in the city of San Bernardino. But as you dedicate that needed property for your knuckle, that would then, we would prefer that to go to City of Highland. For us to go and maintain a small portion like that going way into the city of Highland in order to take care of that, we would prefer not to. The second portion of the City of Highland is that we would like to not only ask the City of Highland, but also fire and any of the services on those two side streets coming into it. By you putting in your parcel, and it's not your own fault on this, but by putting the your parcel in and what you're trying to do on it, you end up making a dead end without a cul-de-sac. And that is a very long stretch for any of the large vehicles to try to make a U-turn, any type of a vehicle. Conditions that's existing right now, however, that is something that we'd like to speak with the fire, City of Highland, and others to make sure that that distance is okay with that.
I had previously gone over this with Sarah, and so what they're doing, of course we need to follow up with Highland, but fire, Sarah was okay with them just gating those two roads and providing a Knox box or, you know, access for the fire department.
Okay. Not so much for the property, but the opposite way around for those owners
to go into
that property in order to escape, I guess.
Sure.
But we also would need to see whoever the trash, more like it's protect, but any of the deliveries and such like that, because there is no turnaround for them to do. And I'm sure they're not going to want to go through the warehouse property just for them on a weekly basis. But again, those are the questions that are going to come up in that portion of it.
And those are existing conditions.
They are existing conditions. We know that. However, this would then make it a permanent, thinking that at some point this might have been a residential development that may have continued a street, which would make things easy. We wouldn't have to worry about it. But in this condition, it then permanently makes a problem. We just want to make sure everybody's okay with it.
Sure. And just so the record's clear, if I'm not mistaken, I think the old subdivision that was approved was a gated community, so they didn't allow any access through the parcel. Mm-hmm.
The first time?
The first time. And I'm not saying that.
It makes it clear. But we just want to make sure if everybody's okay with it, then Public Works, we're not going to have any problem with it. We just want to make sure everybody's okay with that portion of it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robert.
The only other thing that I have is a standard for your dedication on 6th Street, asphalt, street lights. Drawing a blank, but everything that we had talked about should be on the kitchen. Okay. So.
Grind and overlay to center line? Is that?
There is no street out there, so whatever's remaining, if it happens to be on a good cross section, so to grind and overlay the existing and then build the rest of it for the new improvements.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, you know, we got to get a soils guy out there, you know, the whole week.
Right. And that same thing would be with McKinley. We would still put the conditions on there unless Highland wanted something different, in which case then we would follow them because the dedication we would like to go to them on McKinley.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Thank you. Ted, anything for us?
This is an East Valley Water District service area, so you'll have to contact them regarding water and sewer.
Tough for him to say that.
We will, as you're aware, San Bernardino, sorry, East Valley doesn't have their own water treatment facility. So currently, all of the waste is still coming to San Bernardino Municipal Water Department's water reclamation plant. So sewer capacity fees will be due to us prior to issuance of the building permit. But that's the only thing that you'll deal with us on.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Looking for us?
Yes, any tenants that you know that are going to be moving in or?
We don't have tenants.
Don't have any tenants yet, okay. I'm just going to provide you a permit application, so when you do have tenants, we're going to be interested in if there's any floor scrubbers being used to treat that wastewater before it does come to our treatment plant.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Do you have a condition for us or forms or you want to?
I'll fill this.
Okay.
That's good. Carl, do you want to be for us?
I have conditions, but with the new layout, it's going to change. So I'm going to present my conditions to Chantel and she'll forward it to you.
Yeah, she's been working.
With the change, it kind of helps, so.
Yeah, she's been working great with your department, so. Yeah, no, Chantel's been great going through kind of various departments and giving us the feedback and.
And speaking of, I have integrated waste. I went through that with Gracie. She's with the locations of the trash enclosures. She just wanted to provide the standard for it.
Okay,
that's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, we're looking forward to the traffic finishing up and we'll get with real properties too.
Yeah.
Just to get a better understanding, but you know, conditional requirements, Neil, I don't think we have an issue with what we've heard so far.
Until we get to Mike, but it would.
I'm sorry, Mike.
No, basically our requirements are going to be stated on your plan check, your submittal. But be aware that 1803 of the California Building Code requires that you have a soils report. And you would want one anyway, being on vault line. Okay, so. And in your submittal, I understand that the fire submittal is separate from the building submittal.
Yeah.
And also, and environmental waste, if you're going to be any kind of interceptors for your clients, they are more restricted than the California Building Code. All right? So make sure you understand that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. Do you have any questions for any committee members?
I don't.
No, I think we're good.
I have a question. Does the City of Highland seen the traffic report?
They were, the initial study was sent to the City of Highland and it had the traffic report attached to it.
They didn't provide any comments to us.
Just to make sure that we coordinate with them.
We've met with them a couple times.
Yeah, we've met with them over the past couple of years and met with planning, but can't speak on their behalf, so. Wouldn't want to.
Well, with that, our recommendation is to move this with the planning, move it forward to the Planning Commission for review, pending the completed review of the traffic analysis and appropriate conditions that come out of that. If I may entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we got a first and a second. Okay, we'll see you guys in a.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Chantel.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
I'll get you a lawyer's comments.
You're welcome.
Later today.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks.
They found us.
We just have two. This is.
I'll just hang on to it.
Yeah.
You should get the notice of consideration.
This is a pre-act.
Yes.
I've been told that I can have a colleague join us by a conference call.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. The gentleman who is joining us is the principal architect on this project, Dan Goldwyn, from Barkhausen Consulting Engineers in Kent, Washington. My name is Alan Seip. I'm with Barkhausen Consulting Engineers in the San Diego office. And I have the owner, Sean.
Sean Musabi.
Sean Musabi.
And Sherry Olson, who's with the alcohol beverage control side of our team.
Okay. So, have a seat, please.
Thank you very much.
Travis, would you kindly introduce item number two, please?
Yes, thank you. Second item today is pre-application 1712. It's a request to develop a property with service station, six pump islands, 3,600 square foot convenience store, and a 2,700 square foot drive-through car wash. It's on a property comprised of four parcels. It's about 1.7 acres. This is located north at the northwest corner of Kendall Drive and Mountain Drive. Right now, we have no environmental determination made, as this is just preliminary, no real recommendation. We're just looking for prelim comments on the project today.
Anything else to add? I know that you had conversation with them regarding site layout.
Yes, there are some.
I want to share that with the group so they can refer to their site plan while they're.
Yes, I know. Not to surprise everyone at the meeting here.
Bit act surprised.
Yeah. No, there's some things that planning staff's been going through on the review of the project. Because the property's located in the commercial zone, also in the transit district overlay, there is the station just about a block down on Kendall. That's going to require some redesign to the site, primarily because of the provisions of the overlay that want to push the buildings up more towards the street. So there may be some need to, possibly, flip some of the site, front to back, or try to shift some of the buildings up and realign, so it will change the circulation on site a little bit. There's already some concern that we've had as far as the area exiting the car wash, kind of some of the stations that they have in there where there's a little bit of some potential bottlenecks. So hopefully flipping that may address some of the issues. I don't know if some of the departments may have had that similar concern. So some of the comments we're going to receive, I expect will change slightly, but we'll continue to work through that.
Okay, good, thank you.
All right. CJ, want to start us off?
So it's just mostly a standard conditions. We're going to need a prelim, the WQMP, and a final. And a SWIP will be required for site.
You'll get a copy of this.
More than 1 acre.
Okay, so thank you.
Take too many notes.
One is four. And a SWIP will be required for this site if it's more than 1 acre. Also, we want to point out that you will need to work with flood control to determine if there's any requirement for the construction along the Devil Creek channel. A lot merger will be required for this project. And also, a permit from Environment Health will be required for that car wash proposed. And there's a 24-inch sewer main existing on that candle. Any connection will be need to be approved by Water Department prior to the building permit issuance. It's just a standard condition for public work mostly, and we have it in there.
Thank you. Gary, anything to add?
No, I think most of our comments were working with Robert on the public works part of it.
Okay.
Traffic study scoping form needed to be approved first, and after we determine the actual traffic study report.
Okay. Thank you, Amu. Robert, anything to add?
Quite a few, and that kind of, with Travis telling me that the other portion, there might be a few more on top of that. Dedication will be needed both on Kendall and on Mountain Avenue, or Mountain Drive, sorry. Standard curb, gutter, sidewalk will be required for that portion of it. For our standards, I believe that's a 35-foot radius with a handicap ramp on that corner, extension of the ground.
The notes on the dedication are in?
They are in the comments. What's not in the comments is what you had mentioned about flopping the building to the property line or where the new property line would be. It would be our portions, and I would then look at it and then give it to our traffic to review. When you start doing that, now you have a site distance problem.
Yeah.
As you're trying to exit out of there even come
in. Well, I mean, that's something obviously we do want to address, but because we have quite a bit of frontage there and the buildings wouldn't be they won't necessarily be right up on the driveway or, you know, spread over the entire frontage. So I think we'll have room to.
Since it's a high-speed street, you really want to go through that formula that's in the policies.
Yeah.
Because that right there will determine on how far they need to be back in order to do your site distance. Mm-hmm. And again, that's something traffic's going to look at. I'm going to look at it and ask traffic to really review it to make sure it's going to be acceptable, because we just don't want to have an unsafe condition coming in or out.
Yeah. I think we have enough linear frontage maybe where we can, you know, hopefully shift enough to address those concerns, though.
On Grinding Overlay on Kendall, you're going to be widening into Mountain Avenue, so that portion also will have to be done with the asphalt. And in this case, I think it's one street light will be asked to be added on tiers. Now, I remember looking at it, but I'm kind of confusing with another parcel. If there's already a street light there, we just want to switch out the high-pressure sodium to an LED. I don't remember if there's one there or not. I apologize. I'm going through about four projects right now in my mind, and I can't remember if it's there or not.
The just a quick question. Kendall is built out to its ultimate right-of-way?
If you're reading for the general plan, the curb and gutter is not. However, the conditions that are set not only prior to you, if you're going along the same side as you, prior to you and after you, are already set, and there's not a good reason for me to ask you to widen the curb and gutter on that portion. So the existing curb and gutter that's set at the auto zone, and there's a parcel just next to, I think you're butting up next to.
Yeah.
I believe that has the same alignment for the curb and gutter. We're going to allow you to maintain that. If you go off the general plan, it actually goes for quite a bit larger or wider portion, which unless we can find a reason to make you do that, I don't. But the dedication would still remain the same at needing a 50, which means a 10-foot dedication.
Okay. All right.
And that's all I got.
I'm sorry, your name is?
Robert.
Robert?
Sepulveda.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Uh-huh. And again, those conditions, everything except for the site distance is, again, on this portion of it. Sorry, on the comments that you received.
Okay, great. Ted, anything for us?
Sure. So there's an existing water main in Bolt Mountain and Kendall Drive. Obviously, for both your purpose and ours, we would prefer if your connection was made to the water main that's in Mountain.
Okay.
That's a 6-inch, but that's, I don't know if this is going to require any sprinklers for any of the buildings, or if there's going to be an on-site fire hydrant required. Just understand that the largest service we could sell you from that is a 6-inch. There's a 16-inch water main in Kendall Drive, but unfortunately it's on the opposite, what would be kind of the southerly side of the street, and it would be a long distance for you to connect to, and costly because of the lane closure permits and everything. So I think both sides would prefer for the connection to be made in Mountain. You will be subject to sewer capacity fees that need to be calculated and paid to the water department prior to issuance of the building permit. And regarding the sewer, CHI indicated there's a 24-inch transmission main in Kendall Drive, but we won't allow you to have a direct connection to that with your lateral. You'd end up having to have a parallel smaller sewer main. Now, I apologize, I have conflicting information here, because it says one map indicates that there is not a small extension in Mountain, and another one does. So I think a field visit's actually going to need to be required to confirm, because I think your neighbor across Mountain may have a sewer lateral connection to
AutoZone.
Yeah, the uh-huh. AutoZone. So okay. If they do, and we determine that smaller line that ties into the transmission main, if it's sized to take the amount of flow from your project, then it would be acceptable, but we just need to do a little more investigating and confirm that. I apologize for not doing that before the meeting.
All right. So nothing goes on the other side of the drainage channel?
Correct.
So it would just be whatever was stubbed out possibly in Mountain?
Right.
Okay.
Just to add to that real quick, if by chance you have to cut into Kendall across the way, there is a moratorium, so there might be additional paving that may have to happen if you needed to get into that 16-inch water line. And same thing with the parallel sewer line, if you have to do that also.
I'm waiting to hear from fire. He's all the way around at the other end of the table.
And by design.
Yes, there you go. Okay.
I'll give you a copy of the standard requirements.
Okay.
I'll pass these to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Ted. Anything for us?
Yeah, we are concerned about the wastewater discharge coming off the car wash.
Right.
So we are going to require an interceptor. I'm going to provide you a permit application for the interceptor. Also, the convenience store, is that going to be any prepared food, or is that all going to be prepackaged?
Prepackaged,
walk in, take out?
Right,
okay.
Right.
So I'll provide you a food service permit application as well. I just need both of these filled out. And then we're also going to request plumbing plans, so
okay.
We can see where the interceptor, how the interceptor is tied into the car wash.
Okay, and you will require an interceptor even though it's prepackaged?
Yeah, we'll require an interceptor.
For the car wash.
Once you provide us with the industrial user permit application, so we can base the size.
For the car wash?
Size. Yes.
I'm sorry, I was jumping ahead to the C-store.
But the convenience store, those are not normally.
Not normally, okay.
So I'll confirm with my supervisor on that one.
Sure.
But I doubt we'll be requiring that one for
all
the
right.
convenience store.
All right.
And just to add clarification for a moment, if you haven't, I'm not familiar if you guys have done other projects in San Bernardino or not, but the plans that are routed to the city are not necessarily routed to the water department. So
okay.
you want to make sure that for the plans that environmental control is requesting, that they're routed to them separately.
Okay.
And his address is on the forms that he provided to you.
And also, we don't need to see, we just need to see the plumbing sheets. We don't need to see
okay.
the sheets associated with like land.
You don't need a 70
no.
sheet set?
Yeah.
Okay, just plumbing sheets. We do.
Adam.
Okay. Standard. Yes, sir. Of course.
Thank you. All right, Carl, all you.
How you doing? Okay, as for the question about sprinklers, it looks like the buildings don't, from looking at it, you're not going to be required. But we still require a construction set because there's other things we're going to be looking at, fire alarms. The access looks from the set, but I'd like to see a solid construction set, two sets. Again, city doesn't route it to county fire, so we need it delivered to us. Here, this is going to be my car, where the address where you submit the construction set, only two sets.
Okay.
That's it until then. So sprinklers doesn't look like it needs it.
You fall under the 5,000 square foot?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
But what I will be looking for is the nearest hydrant and fire flow.
Okay.
So make sure that is part of our.
So I can help you out. There's an existing fire hydrant right now that's right at the corner of your. You're familiar with that. So
we'll be behind the new pet ramp.
There you go. So all we need to do is my recommendation would be. To get your fire sprinkler, or I'm sorry, not fire sprinkler. My recommendation would be get someone to request that.
The fire flow?
The fire flow test,
okay.
by the way. And that
okay.
application is actually available online, or you can stop by our customer service department after this meeting, and that's at 1350 Southeast Street.
Okay.
Anything else, Carl?
That's it for fire.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael. All
right. Well, first of all, say hello to the gentleman in Washington.
Dan, can you hear us? Okay.
Is he there?
Oh, is he there?
He fell asleep.
So you guys both.
Okay. Yeah, we can't really hear Dan that well, but he has been listening. So
okay. First of all, Dan.
I'm sorry.
San Bernardino is governed by the California codes. Okay. So when environmental control made the statement that they need to look at the plumbing plans, we need to look at the whole scheme. All right, we're governed by California Plumbing Code, California Building Code, California Electrical, and etc. San Bernardino is a strong component of the California Green Code. So you are going to be handing in the BOC list, and that's where your waste and everything is going to go. Luckily, San Bernardino also sits on a vault line. That refers to 1803 of the California Building Code, which mandates that you hand in a soils report. All right, now with the buildings moving, you're gonna have to address chapter 11B of the California Building Code of the ADA requirements. Okay, in listing your ADA requirements, you're gonna be looking at all the areas of the vacuums, the access to the building, the restrooms, and so on. With the buildings moving, as Travis has stated, I suggest that you wait to the last moment to put your path of travels down.
Okay.
So, and looking at the overall scheme, there may be some extra truncated domes added for the blind, and I'm looking at it, and it's because of areas. For example, is when the cars come out of the car wash. All okay. Right, so there's certain things that we're going to look at precautions, but that is going to be addressed during your formal plan submittal.
Okay, when you mentioned the vacuums, would it be falling within the 5% of the accessible?
Yes, we're going to look at all that.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to look at the percentages and everything, and in Chapter 11B of California Building Code, it addresses that.
Okay, and I'm sorry to say not to open up a can of worms. Anything with regard to electric vehicle requirement, charging station
requirements? We are going to look at that also, okay? Because right now, okay, as you know, California code even addresses a bike rack.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay, so we are going to look at everything in the requirements. In your formal submittal, we will look at the percentages because some things may disappear with moving the building.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So let's, we're not going to do it twice.
Oh, of course, of okay. course. And the reason I ask about the electric vehicle charging stations is because one, it's a fossil fuel petroleum outlet, and so you know you're kind of defeating the purpose, and or it doesn't necessarily seem to be a necessary use. But the other thing that happens with the electric vehicle charging stations is they're required to be accessible.
Yes.
So it really becomes an
sure.
additional accessible parking space. Square footage requirement on the site, and so I'm just kind of spitballing here.
Let me explain. In the code itself, in 105 of mm-hmm. the Administrative Code, California Building Code, the building official has the authority to alter any of the code.
Okay.
Okay. So if you have an unreasonable condition that you feel, you can bring it up to the attention of the building official, and he has that authority per 105 of the building code.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this gonna be on the final?
Well, yeah.
Was anyone
so
taking
used
notes
used
that I could copy?
From that, right?
Do you have anything to ask the committee members? Any clarification?
I know, Dan, you were not on speaker earlier when we were going around the table. You are on speaker now, and if there were any questions that you had.
Well, outside of the guy that just spoke from the building department, which I thank you for that. I was loud and clear. I didn't hear any of the other ones.
No question. Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay.
All right, so I heard something about there's a building that's moving.
I can touch base with you on that with Travis afterwards. We came into some findings on the transit zone overlay that has some specific urban type requirements that we'll be negotiating.
I see. So are we saying that we want our building like on the street?
Right.
Is that what this is talking about?
Right. And we're going to, Travis, Sean, and I are going to regroup after this, Dan, and
okay.
We'll try and include you in that call with the speaker on.
Yes, please.
Yes, got it. All right.
Okay.
But I think everything else was rather clear. It looks like Because we won't be required to sprinkle the building per the fire department and Carl, it may well be that our 6-inch water main that exists off of Mountain will be sufficient. We won't be going out into the street and incurring a lot of costs associated with that, hopefully.
Provided that the...
Okay, so we got fire flow in it, is what we're saying.
We're gonna check the fire flow. We're gonna put in a request right away with the water department for a fire flow test, because there is a hydrant on the corner that we can establish as the baseline for that.
Gotcha. Okay. Fantastic.
Okay.
All right. That's good. I'm caught up as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I apologize for the technological glitch there.
No worries.
Okay.
Anything else? Anything else to add for us?
Not at this time. I forgot to mention, for your underground tanks,
yes.
Go through Coupa and right, kind of fire.
Right, county, exactly. Right. So okay. That's county. The good news is that we build gas stations in Southern California 20 a year. Okay. So Coupas, we're very, very, very familiar very with those with all those right. Requirements and submittal requirements as well.
I have a question for planning.
Yes.
The census tract that we're in is not over concentrated with alcohol establishments. However, I know there is a moratorium in the city of San Bernardino. So would we be required to purchase still in the city of San Bernardino or within the county? Because the state law requires us to purchase in the county and bring it in, but I
the moratorium don't. For us in with the other projects we've dealt with, that's more of an issue with what ABC is going to authorize.
They will authorize a new, because it's not over-concentrated, they will authorize a new license at that location. Mm-hmm. However, if it's high crime, it will still consider the Caldera bill.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that area is high crime.
I wouldn't have that until we, at this point, process. We wouldn't have routed it to PD to start that review.
So when it's triggered to purchase a license, I know other sites I've worked on within the city, mm-hmm. and requiring to purchase a license, is that just an internal request, or is that
it's more coming from the desire of the commission themselves. Mm-hmm. We don't have an official requirement that you have to. Like I said, the moratorium is more associated with what ABC is going to authorize as opposed mm-hmm. to what we would.
Okay. So the only
reason, certainly it's strongly encouraged
to try to purchase something to reduce the number, because this would not be.
Not necessarily to reduce, but to not increase.
To not increase.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more of...
The direction of the commission?
Yes.
Okay.
That's more something that will help at that point.
Okay. And our... Just so I'm clear on this one last thing, and I don't know if it's something we can talk about later. Whether it's on-site or off-site, if it's a problematic to us, I mean, in the past history that I've worked on a lot of sites, if it's a problematic location, whether it's on or off, it's still a benefit to the community to remove it regardless if it's on or off. It's still a net reduction within the city. Would you guys consider that? Because there is some problematic bars.
I think
bars
that's something I think I can get in. We can get into that later. A little more if we want to step outside of this forum. Unless everybody else wants
that's
to.
That's
funny.
I think that's an upper level class, right?
Yeah. Oh.
We don't have the prerequisites for that.
You like, don't give me the wine list. I don't want to see it.
Okay, are we good? Any other questions?
We're okay for now.
So there's no action required on this one. We'll be working with Travis to refine your plans and work with the other departments to make sure that it's going to meet some of the requirements that they've indicated. Once you submit your formal application, then we'll compare the two and then we'll move forward.
Very good. Well, thank you all for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If I may quickly to the rest of the committee members.
Okay, thank you.
We may be moving again. That's City Hall. What we want to try to do is have our meetings up at the council chambers. because we want to be able to make use of the projector, what have you, for the plans, what kind of thing. And so I need to coordinate with the administrative offices on what the availability of the date are. My guess is that it's going to change unless there's going to be problems from Thursdays, possibly to Wednesday, same time. Does anyone have anyone? We did that? We're here anyway? Then I'll let you know in advance. Well, okay. No, I'll shoot an email, and Marlene will shoot an email.
Who's been management?
So with that, I'd like to adjourn this meeting. It is 10:42. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.